if your PIN code is predictable, like 1234-1111 or 0000. Be safe. Choose a code that has significance in your life and is easy to remember. Choose these numbers.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week, so come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Do not attempt to change the station. We're telling you children now so you can adjust and not make jokes.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS. NMLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Why do I go to Chappie's? I go to Chappie's Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappie's, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear, located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The radio show you're currently enjoying is now available over the counter.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Those of you who asked, you wanted Fox News gone? It is. Here is our new replacement at Fox.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's nominee for attorney general is speaking at his confirmation hearing, vowing to prioritize civil rights, combat extremist attacks, and ensure the Justice Department remains politically independent. Merrick Garland's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee is featuring questions about the investigation of Mr. Biden's son Hunter, as well as the fallout from the U.S. Capitol riot as well. The White House says about a third of the coronavirus vaccine doses delayed by last week's winter weather have now been delivered. Meanwhile, in the state of Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says 4 mass vaccination sites are going online today. A new study finds teachers may be more important drivers of COVID-19 transmission in schools than students. That paper released today by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and prevention. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 125 points, the NASDAQ down about 190. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Our license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
My error. Here's what I meant to play.
It's a real thing.
It's one of many marketing campaigns over the year that's made them either the first or second most recognizable brand in the entire freaking world. So why are they hell-bent on destroying it? Again, because the rage mob, the PC pushers, small group, very loud and very effective. So Coca-Cola, not all their employees, just the white folks that work for Coca-Cola have been compelled to watch a LinkedIn training session on how to be less white. Do they really think that isn't racist? That's a presumption that white people are always the problem. I think we have troublemakers from all walks of life.
Yeah.
Just like we have good people from all walks of life. We have troublemakers that come from all walks of life. It's like this garbage Merrick Garland. I'm going to look for them white supremacists that started the Capitol riot. That was, that was a very inclusive event. If you throw Antifa and BLM and other people who wanted it to become something the media could forever brand as an insurrection. Even though there's still a lot of questions we don't know, like we know a cop was died and the media lied. They just said some dumbass Trump reporter clobbered him with a fire extinguisher. Well, that's not true. That's not what killed him. But nobody seems too interested in telling the truth. We still don't know the name of the Capitol police officer that shot the unarmed Ashley Babbitt. Now, how is it that we have the name and address of anybody that shoots an unarmed minority so the media can turn it into the next, burning of Minneapolis, the next city they want to destroy? How is it they can find that out in like 5 seconds, but we still don't know the name of the officer that executed that woman in the Capitol building? Based on what?
It's 5'10".
I would like a reason. I don't think we're going to get one. But this, now, so Coca-Cola, we want to go along. We don't want anybody, on our ass about our inclusivity or anything else. So we're just going to have our white employees. Why not just fire them all? Be a lot less trouble, wouldn't it, than having to train them to be less white? Somebody needs to come up with a lawsuit here. Because discrimination is a two-way street. It is. Nobody wants to admit that, but it is. And do they really think? I mean, I'm looking at the comment section under one of the many stories done in this Coca-Cola thing, and one after another, I'm not buying their crap anymore. I can't support that company because they're just presuming that I'm a racist. Hard to argue with that logic. We got to take a break here. Brant McDonald coming up. It's 5:10.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Airnow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is a lot better this week than it was last week. Tonight will be a chilly one with clear skies, overnight low temperature 36. But tomorrow and Wednesday, beautiful weather, really nice. Lots of sunshine both days. Warming trend continues. We'll be up around 67 on Tuesday, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers returning, but still mild on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face, Monday.
Hey, the good news is it's almost over. When the day started out, the market didn't get off to a very good start, but by the end of the day, it finished up. And here to tell us more is Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm okay.
He's doing better.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
it's
good.
Funny, I was talking about my account that I opened, and I got ridiculed by Rich and Jay because the market started off in the red today. He said, see, as soon as you open an account, the market's right. But the day finished up, actually, so maybe I am a good luck charm.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. So a couple things, you know, I think we're going to be hopefully meeting tomorrow, and we'll go through some of that stuff, and I'll update you on kind of where we stand. But you know, the other thing, too, you look at this market, exactly what we've been talking about, Greg, for the last many months is really beginning to take hold. If you look at what's been going on with the NASDAQ and with the big mega cap stocks, they are now dramatically underperforming the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They're dramatically underperforming other sectors. So we're talking about those inflation-type trades where you look at sectors that would be more commodity-oriented, metals-oriented, cyclicals, manufacturing companies, which explains why when you look at today's market action, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up slightly, but the NASDAQ got hit really hard again. So you look at these names that we've talked about, Apple and Google and Microsoft and on, I've been saying now, and I know you backed me up on this, but I've been saying it for months that these companies are, they're great companies, but they're really overpriced.
Mm.
And watch that 10-year Treasury bond yield, where that yield is beginning to inch higher and higher and higher. In fact, last week we saw mortgage rates beginning to move pretty quickly. And so when you look at this, you say on the one hand, well, why is this happening? You know, one reason would be that the economy is recovering. As I said, it's been recovering since June. We picked up momentum towards the end of the year. We certainly picking up momentum as we kicked off the new year. And but the other component to that is that the real rate of return is beginning to pick up, not just from economic strength, but because of inflationary pressures. I think we're at the very, very beginning, the first inning of a super cycle in with inflation. I think this fact, I believe probably this decade, we're going to see significant outperformance in some of these cyclical-type names. And, you know, as we get more normalized with respect to interest rates, you're going to see tech names really, really struggle. And so the portfolio models we manage, one of which you're going to be in as soon as we finish this up for you, you're not going to be owning all this tech stuff because our weighting in our models, we've only got about 11% exposure to this tech that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. where I see the risk in the market. Rather, on the other hand, we have exposure to these sectors that I've been talking about that are doing quite well right now. So this is what I refer to when I'm talking about managing risk. And so we feel pretty good about our positioning and our allocation at the moment, and I think this is going to continue for some time, this super rotation out of a lot of the names that did so well from 2010 to 2020 into some of these other cyclical, what I call reflation trade type sectors.
The one of the things that caught my attention today, wish I had thought of this, Generac, company that makes generators. Apparently their stock went up 1,500% because the demand has their factory now going three shifts, 7 days a week, with orders that won't be filled for months. It never occurred to me.
Right.
I should have thought of that. How you can capitalize on a, not to take it, big difference. Sometimes it takes an event like that horrible situation in Texas for a company that provides things that can solve that problem to finally get their time in the spotlight to shine and become not only investment opportunity, but, you know, business growth. That's a franchise thing, too, I think. So no doubt there will be people who will be selling and distributing and installing those generators. Interesting exercise in capitalism is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it is, you know, and if you look at what happened last year, you go in, you know, sort of August, September time frame, we had a flurry of hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast. Louisiana got hit twice. We all know what happened with Hurricane Sally down in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores area.
Yeah.
Just absolutely walloped. And so people were buying generators left and right, and they were doing this in an environment where the supply chains were still very, very, very disrupted from the pandemic, where you couldn't find workers, you couldn't find materials to manufacture. And then we have this weather event that just hit so hard. And like I say, you go from industry to industry, you're going to find this. It's all over. car dealerships are struggling to meet demand with even inventory of cars. Same thing's happening with the home building sector. You can just go down the list of in most any sector you can think of. It's becoming very difficult. And the pricing pressure as a result of the inflation that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
So
I've noticed inflation at the gas pump lately.
Oh, yeah.
Not a penny or two either, in chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that affects the price of everything, which then, of course, creates inflation, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that we took a meaningful position in our portfolio models in the U.S. energy sector back in November after the election, because we felt like it was a perfect storm, no pun, but we really did. With Biden, through executive order, taking supply off the market, the U.S. shale was being taken off the market at a time where the economy was recovering rapidly and demand for goods and services were beginning to explode. And so there you go. The cost of energy is substantially higher than it was even 3 months ago. So it's all showing up at the pump.
And yet, when we're coming out of a pandemic with so many people hurting financially, raising the price of fuel is a great thing. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a nice, evenly spread tax among everyone, mm-hmm. isn't that? I mean, just.
I still think it's amazing. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline, and the country's temperature dropped 30 degrees in a week. Amazing stuff. Hey, one stock I would also like to keep an eye on in the days ahead is Coca-Cola, just for fun, okay? That's just between you and me and everybody listening at the moment. It's a, it's a nice group. If you would like to, they've been advising me financially for a long time. I'm finally in a position where I can start building what they call a financial legacy, right, Brent?
Exactly.
That's
exactly right.
This is the phase I'm at now with Brandt and his amazing team, and I've gotten to know everybody there a whole lot better over the last few weeks. I've met them. They're terrific people. We've had some in the studio, but this is a phenomenal group. And if you are ready to get serious about managing your money and building your financial legacy, call 387-0094 and arrange a no-obligation sit-down and talk about where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, or 10 years. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. And you guys take care. Have a great evening. And let's kick off this week. Get started right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Brant.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I love the Babylon Bee, because they're just fearless. And one of their stories, it's a satire website, but really, would you be surprised to learn that Coca-Cola, to fight white supremacy, discontinued vanilla Coke? Seriously, why not ice cream companies say, you know what, this vanilla thing, it's a white supremacist ice cream. This is how insane it's all getting. You know what? As time passes, the more I realize it was Rodney King who had it right.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
We will if we can just ignore the media. Traffic at 5:24 and a birthday celebration coming up.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very busy around the boulevard right now and a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Some of that taking Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson over to 231 to Wetumpka. Busy on Taylor Road and in downtown Montgomery, I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. Very congested. No new accidents to tell you about right now. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers, coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From our...
How did you ever get so stupid?
...file, we have this Northern California school board that didn't realize their Zoom chat was available to the public while they were insulting parents.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because right. They want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh, we have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Laura just said.
Great.
Yeah, great. You're all done. They all resigned. But that should, I mean, the important thing about that is that sneering, look down the nose attitude of the public that they and so many other politicians have. We're just idiots. We don't know better. They know better than we do. Right, Chad?
That's exactly right, Gregster. We don't know anything. We're just sheeple, right?
Apparently,
so,
yeah.
Greg, you know what kind of lawyer I am, right? You know I do labor and employment discrimination civil rights work, right?
Yes.
So Coca-Cola is in a world of hurt right now.
Good.
If they have a white employee that feels discriminated against, they now have direct evidence that the corporation is engaged in racial stereotyping against whites. I actually read a significant portion of that online training that they had, which they probably sent out to a third party and nobody checked it. They engage in all sorts of stereotyping about whites, that whites are arrogant, that whites are know-it-alls, and all this. And you can't do that. That's like having a training that says that Hispanics are lazy, you know, or blacks are sex crazed or something. I mean, you can't do stuff like that. It is straight up illegal to engage in either sexual or racial stereotyping in employment. And I would venture to say that about 50% of the workforce over at Coca-Cola right now has some pretty good direct evidence of a hostile work environment. You know,
I'll tell you what, who would blame them if they filed a class action suit? Because,
well, I think the first thing they need to do is if anybody's been subjected to that training, they need to file a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission for discrimination, for racial stereotyping. And this is what's happening. All these corporations are so woke now, they're caving to this.
Yeah.
And they basically have a third party trainer do this. And a lot of them are not trained in the law. They don't know what the law is on discrimination, can't engage in racial stereotyping or sexual stereotyping or anything like that. But you cannot make people feel like they are less of an employee because they're a particular race or sex. Just switch. Let's say it was this. Remember, at the end of the program, it says try to be less white. Let's change that around just for a minute.
Sure.
What if it said try to be less black? Try to be less Jewish? Try to be less gay? What if any of those things were put on a online training program for any major corporation?
Of course, there would be hell to pay.
And there should be, because we are not supposed to be engaging in that type of stuff, you know. And it would probably be better if Coca-Cola and Starbucks and the rest of the woke corporate culture out there actually just stuck to selling product instead of trying to twist people's minds and to make everyone think that you're inherently a racist or a bigot if you're white, right? You know, they basically are saying that whites are, because of birth, by skin color, predisposed to being racist toward everybody else. And it's just, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting. But the only way you're going to get a change is for people to sue Coca-Cola and go after their pocketbook.
I hope they do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to boycott individually, now this is a good one to do it on. You know, when Starbucks started doing all their crap, my family stopped buying anything at Starbucks.
Well, that's what I'm going to be interested to see, how this impacts Coca-Cola, because white people, enough. I mean...
Right. I mean, you know, look, everybody, I don't care what your race, sex, or national origin is, everybody has predispositions. People do discriminate against each other, but you don't become an automatic discriminator just because you're a certain race or sex.
Well, we're always taught, hey, a black man, a Spanish person, nobody gets a vote on what race they belong to at birth.
Right, right. That's why discrimination is so bad, is because it is an immutable characteristic that you're born with, right? You're either born white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever. You can't control that, you know?
But this whole white privilege crap assumes that all the stuff, all the legislation, everything else that's been done over the last 60 years has been a total failure, because we still have this big disparity here. God.
Well, you know, the problem is they don't want equal rights. They want equal results. And that's never going to happen, because people are designed differently and built differently, and they work differently. Some people will work their asses off. Other people will stay home, will skip class, will do whatever. It doesn't have to do anything, for the most part, with race or sex or national origin.
Right.
People are just different. You're never going to get equal results. But that's why they want. That's why you're hearing now the liberals, they're not talking about equal rights anymore. Now they're talking about equity. Equity is their new buzzword, which means basically we don't care if we're less deserving because we don't work as hard or whatever. We just still want the same share that you're getting, yeah. You know? So anyway, that's my legal 2 cents for the day.
I appreciate it, man. Keep me posted what you hear on that, too. I would love to know. Yeah, somebody that was subjected to that, the presumption. Turn the volume down on your whiteness. It's just, if it wasn't a real thing, oh, I shouldn't say real thing, Coca-Cola, right? It's the real thing. If it wasn't a real thing, you would expect to see this on Saturday Night Live as a skit. In fact, I used to do stuff like that, and it was funny. Anybody remember the Chevy Chase Richard Pryor skit? Way back, 75 or early 76?
I don't remember.
I can't even play it on the air because all hell would break loose. But we laughed because they were making a really legitimate point, those two, Chase and Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a word association with Richard Pryor, who was applying for a job. And it was hilarious. And Chevy Chase used the N-word as part of the word association. And Richard Pryor's response was dead honky. Everybody laughed. Because we all understood the point they were making. You don't see, everybody is so afraid of doing anything of that type of humor. And that's what made SNL great years ago. It's what made shows like All in the Family and The Jeffersons and Good Times and others. They were reality shows in their own time. They were funny, but they were still reality shows. They held a mirror up to America. Stop taking yourself so damn seriously. What the hell happened? Here is Chris.
Hey, good afternoon. I would like to ask Brent or you, what about buying stock in Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, Dollar General? It's just a thought.
I just saw a picture of Dollar General on Mars, so I would probably... think that's a good idea. I guess they're already up there.
Well, and Dollar General's jamming. I go by six on the way home, and they're all the lots full. And same with certainly Walmart. So who knows? Maybe it's too late. I don't know.
I don't know. Certainly nobody profited more in the big company sense than Amazon did during the pandemic when people were having everything delivered.
Yeah, and
it's still working.
Well, listen, I thank you, and I'll hang up and listen.
All righty, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Brad's going to be in the studio with us, and we'll have him answer those kinds of questions. I don't know how those... But the reason I did ask... People hearing that Coke story are going to say, I've had it with this. I'm tired of a company thinking I'm a certain way. That's prejudice. So I'm going to stop buying Coca-Cola. In turn... Do you invest in Pepsi because they're really the best alternative to Coke, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd love to see how those stocks perform over the next couple of days. People will vote with their feet. When you're voting with your eyes and wallet for a new vehicle, there's some great stuff going on this month at Jack Ingram Audi. Now, I've got 500 tabs open, so I'm going to scroll down to the media message I got. Right now, your first month lease payment is covered by Audi, and they have some phenomenal lease deals. The 2021 Audi Q3, awesome machine, $372 per month, first month paid. See dealer for details. That's a brand new 2021 Audi Q3, leased at $372 a month, and the first payment is on Audi. They've got a Q5, an amazing SUV, at $440 a month on a 36-month lease. First payment, courtesy of Audi. All the way up to the Audi Q8, if you want the biggest and the best that Audi makes, they've got that on a 36-month lease at $804 per month. First month's payment is made by Audi. What you'll really appreciate when you're looking at these vehicles is the extraordinary quality. And the staff at Jack Ingram Audi and their product knowledge that can explain what makes these cars so significant. Having owned a Q4 years ago, I can tell you this. I loved it on the road. It was one of the best road cars I've ever driven. I kept it for 3.5 years. It was a 2004, I think, or 2005. I forget which year, but I absolutely loved it. And what they've done now is they built them more luxury, more safety features, and more of the little bells and whistles that make a car a really incredible experience. So if you're interested, they'll be happy to set up a test drive at the store with a freshly sanitized vehicle, or they'll bring it to your home or office, whatever works for you. Paperwork can be done off-site. Just order it up at jackingramaudi.com because it's time to love what you drive. 541.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city right now. We've got a little bit of congestion on East South Boulevard. Taylor Road is very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic from South Union Street on 85 South up to the 65 merge. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents into us at this time. Well, accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is a lot better this week than it was last week. Tonight will be a chilly one with clear skies, overnight low temperature 36. But tomorrow and Wednesday, beautiful weather, really nice. Lots of sunshine both days. Warming trend continues. We'll be up around 67 on Tuesday, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers returning, but still mild on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On February 22nd, 1962, the world welcomed little baby crocodile hunter Steve Irwin.
Oh, I can see his head. Oh, he's a big one. Crocky, he's a beauty.
Steve Irwin, a star is born.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. Well, you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so, you know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me that anymore. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy goes, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Now, how many of you listening, when you heard that this was Steve Irwin's birthday, knew I was going to play that bit? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's a vowel. It counts. Just browsing here, because we only have a few minutes to play with. We do have some what you might call...
It is time
for...
Stupid.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go! We've been ignoring what's going on in our schools for so long that we've all managed to put ourselves in great jeopardy. Because they're teaching kids to come home and lecture us about why we're all evil and capitalist and all that other crap. Some of it may have to do with it. Now, there's a Columbia University professor of psychology and neuroscience. He chairs the psych department at Columbia. That's a pretty prestigious Ivy League school, right?
Mm-hmm.
He chairs that department and has a fondness for heroin. Not as a subject of scholarly pursuit, at 54, the married father of 3 has snorted small amounts of heroin for as many as 10 days in a row and enjoyed it mightily, even if he, as he recalls it in his new book, Drug Use for Grownups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear, He's experienced mild withdrawal symptoms 12 to 16 hours after the last dose.
I would think so, if he did it 10 days in a row.
Yeah. I mean, that's how methadone came into existence, because even though the most dangerous withdrawal the human body can go through is from alcohol, never, if somebody has, you know, been on a major bender, they really should be detoxed professionally, because the risk of heart attack and stroke is very, very high. Okay. But this is a professor. This is an example for students in that program at Columbia. Good Lord. Save this. Go there, 550. I just pulled up myspotcrime.com, looking at the crimes generated within a five-mile radius of my house over the last week. And it's amazing. From assault, theft, vandalism, theft, burglary. Both in areas where you know there's shopping centers and residential as well. That's why we always suggest Applied Security at 279-8338. Randall, we've got about a minute for you, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so I was just filling time. About your song, the Mind Your Own Business song. Now, I ain't trying to promote it over 3 days, but at 4 o'clock, that BAM 98.9, they start playing some oldies, and they play that song. It gets requested, you know what I mean, fairly well. I mean, at least once a weekend. I mean, and they have a good show, but don't, you know, you can't leave out Jay and Terry Adams, though. So it's hard to pick between the two. And I'd love to tell my brother Bill a happy birthday. Man, that'd be the best minute I ever spent in my life. And I want to say thank you, Greg, for giving the opportunity. Yes, sir, that's all I got.
It's always good to hear from you, my friend.
Man, we'll see.
All righty. We're going to take our final look at traffic this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by James G.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm not making this up. I got to get this new chair. I got to go over to Kaiser and get the chair, because my wheel slipped and my mouse hit the thing, so I'm starting traffic over.
Traffic is brought to you by James G. Murphy Company, presenting a huge online auction underway now of equipment from a plywood plant in Epps. Check murphyauction.com for details.
Figure this out eventually. It's only been
good afternoon,
years.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got an active accident on the East South Boulevard. This is going to be right near Marty Lane in the McDonald's. If you're traveling from Troy Highway to Woodley Road, it'll be in your lane. Use caution. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to moderate right now. We still have a lot of outbound traffic on the 31s, I-65 and 85 busy through downtown. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. If you're looking for a Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They've got an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello, Montgomery. Business owners like you are reinventing and rethinking how to do business. WOW Business is here to help. Now offering 2 months free on super fast business internet when you switch to WOW. Offer details online at switchtowowbusiness.com.
Wow.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March. But you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
Why do we choose Chappie's Deli? Great customer service and JT pays.
And of course, the delicious food, Leanne, and a huge menu full of my favorites. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
2020 was a challenging year, but things are looking up, including the stock market's performance. But will it last? Hi, I'm Ken Morave, Senior Advisor at Retirement Planners of America. If you are 50 or older, call us today to schedule a free consultation to learn more about our Invest and Protect strategy that is designed to help mitigate the risk of the stock market. Call us today at 800-375-1159 to schedule your free assessment. That's 800-375-1159.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for the price of a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. And you can save 50% on select Sealy Queen mattresses. Now just $299.99. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
We'd like to hang around and help clean up.
That ended well.
Bye, bye, bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's nominee for Attorney General is speaking at his confirmation hearing, vowing to prioritize civil rights, combat extremist attacks, and ensure the Justice Department remains politically independent. Merrick Garland's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee is featuring questions about the investigation of Mr. Biden's son Hunter, as well as the fallout from the U.S. Capitol riot as well. The White House says about a third of the coronavirus vaccine doses delayed by last week's winter weather have now been delivered. Meanwhile, in the state of Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says four mass vaccination sites are going online today. A new study finds teachers may be more important drivers of COVID-19 transmission in schools than students. That paper released today by the U.S. Centers for Disease